Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In 2003, the CIA released a classified document with the subject heading Analysis and Assessment of Gateway Process, a process that utilizes audio frequencies to achieve brain hemisphere synchronization. In order to provide a thorough evaluation, the document covers the techniques of hypnosis, biofeedback, and transcendental meditation, thereby providing a modern scientific account of an ancient guarded knowledge of mankind's spiritual potential, a potential that could save humanity from the mind control tactics being used to divide and enslave us. The left brain is the mind's verbal and linear reasoning component. It categorizes and assigns meaning to incoming stimuli and passes this resulting information to the right brain, which is non-critical and accepts whatever information it is given without question. The left brain is the ego mind. It operates on autopilot and can be easily swayed by external stimuli. Most of us are unaware of this because we naturally tend to identify ourselves with the ego. We think that the ego is who we are, but in fact, it is just a part of our mental processing. The right brain is our subconscious mind, and hypnosis is a technique of directly accessing the subconscious by disengaging the ego, giving us self-awareness and control over the subconscious mind. Transcendental meditation achieves this by practicing single-minded concentration of drawing energy up from the base of the spinal cord and into the brain. With practice, this visual concentration eventually polarizes the cortex, bringing both hemispheres into balance, allowing the individual to transcend the ego mind. With biofeedback, rather than suppressing the left brain as done with hypnosis or ignoring it as done with meditation, the practitioner programs the ego mind with visualization while monitoring the physiological response, thereby programming the subconscious mind by observing the results with real-time biological feedback. The gateway process, also known as hemisync, achieves this same goal by simply listening to specific audio frequencies that bring both hemispheres of the brain into synchronicity with one another. All of these practices, some of which have been taught for millennia, have been proven effective with modern scientific tools. The gateway process has been shown to bring the entire body into a coherent vibration of approximately 7 to 7.5 cycles per second, which then creates a resonance with the electrostatic field of the Earth. It is believed that this resonance is what allows the practitioner to transcend time and space, or in other words, allow their consciousness to leave the body without limitation. What we call physical matter is not solid at all. It is more like a highly advanced holographic image made up of different frequencies. What we experience as solid matter is actually the electromagnetic repulsion of certain frequencies, and this includes our own physical body. And so it is believed that the reason these practices work is because our consciousness is not being generated by our bodies, but rather, our bodies are being generated by our consciousness. Physicists have proven that the physical world is energy and define time as a measurement of change within this energy. In order for energy to take form, it needs to be limited to a specific vibration. Energy at rest is uniformly extended without limit. It is everywhere at once. This is why humans are able to remote view, which is a term used by the military for their psychic training protocol, wherein they teach an individual to transcend space and time in order to gather information remotely. And this is how Mr. Guy Savelli was able to drop a goat from 100 feet away with his thoughts. But most importantly, the suppression of this knowledge is how the government is able to program your subconscious mind for you without you even knowing it and control what you perceive to be reality. Reporting for...
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalists and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
The issue of pandemic preparedness. And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak. And I hope by the end of my relatively short presentation, you will understand why history, the history of the last 32 years that I've been the director of NIAID, will tell the next administration that there's no doubt in anyone's mind that they will be faced with the challenges that their predecessors were faced with.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an emergency transmission, Saturday, April 3rd, 2021. I am your host, Alex Jones. I want to thank the crew coming in and doing a great job with us here. I have two of our great investigative researchers, Rob Dew and Mike Halperin, here with me in studio. And we, again, want to thank all the viewers and listeners that have tuned into this information. It could not be of any greater import. It could not be more serious to every human life, but also the rest of life on this planet, the scientific dictatorship, the scientific tyranny, the complete revolution and takeover that we're witnessing. Now, you just saw Fauci 4 years ago, right after Trump got in office, saying he will be challenged by a surprise outbreak. Wow, he knows about a surprise. And then out of the Wuhan lab that even Newsweek and Reuters report, he basically controlled 11 programs on of gain-of-function viruses, chimera viruses in the corona family, even listed and called COVID-21, COVID-25, COVID-2019. This individual then had John Hopkins that he basically runs with Bill Gates. We'll show you all the documents. Develop war games 2 months after Trump got into office, laying all of this out. So we're going to show you the documents. We're going to show you the quotes, and then you're going to see in real time as they rolled it out. Now, most people that are informed have heard about Event 201. They've heard about Operation Lockstep. They've heard about Crimson Contagion. They've heard about Disease X and the UN drills. But have you heard about SPARS 2025-2028? It is all of those plans together, but not set in the near future, like those previous drills were, but set out a few more years in the future, but it's actually paralleling the time we're in now. So just superimpose 2025 to 2028 with 2020 to 2023. And it is exactly what's happening. Now, here's what's devastating. We're about 13 months into the simulation that, again, is not really a simulation. They're using that to cover their operations. In case they get caught with the documents, they just say it's part of the drill. That's a classic operation by intelligence agencies, governments, but also health agencies. Next, they say that within 6 months to a year of people being inoculated with these experimental GMO gene therapies, that you will have massive brain damage and spongiform encephalopathy, basically, or prion disease, mad cow disease. Now, it's not just them saying this. This is in 2017 they produced this document. Right, Fauci says the surprise is coming soon. And they say in there it's going to cause encephalopathy in children, in adults, you name it. There's going to be a huge outcry, and they're going to blame the politicians, not Big Pharma, for speeding it up. That Trump really stepped into it. He got set up big time, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to explain something. We could go for 10 hours straight just reading and not scratch the surface of this. We have read all of this together that you see. Mike Halperin, Rob Dew, the rest of the crew. And when you see it, I have been physically nauseous before we went on air today because this is the smoking gun. And these mad scientist types literally think we're too stupid to figure this out and stop them, and they're not even hiding what they're doing. And then I've got Ted Turner and Bill Gates and all the rest of them admitting, and Klaus Schwab, oh, this is really to lower the human population and cut carbon, and we need climate lockdowns now, and this has been wonderful. And look, I've got headlines right here. The Times of London, billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation. And then it goes into how they're taking control of the world medical system through the UN to carry out this depopulation. This article is from more than 10 years ago. And I literally have hundreds of these. I just mentioned to you spongiform encephalopathy or prion disease. Microbiology Infectious Diseases Journal. COVID-19 RNA based vaccines and the risk of prion disease. That was put out in 2021 by prestigious scientists. Here's the deal. It's in the SPARS 2025-2028 document that's going to be the huge crisis, that they'll then have the medical system take over and get more control and get a giant global bailout, a giant global Marshall Fund, Marshall Plan for. So again, as I keep saying, the credit crisis is big. They've got to have a bigger crisis to cover up the last crisis, like cover up all the vaccine problems, all the tainted vaccines, all the sicknesses, all the autism. The UN said in 2019 at the December emergency meeting, head of the UN vaccine program said these vaccines are killing people. They don't work. Doctors don't believe in them. Remember all that? We'll put the article on screen. Remember all that? And so now they have this big crisis. It's even bigger vaccine damage, and they admit that. And then they get more control because the medical system then responds to that. So this is how you enslave people while you kill them. We're going to lay every bit of it and how the Rockefeller Foundation is behind it. Bill Gates is just their front along with Fauci. Here in just a moment, we also have CNN and others saying no one should have freedom. They need to keep us locked down until we submit to vaccines. They admit it's not about your safety. It's about you submitting the vaccine, which is connected not just to brain damage, but also infertility. This is the smoking gun. SPARS 2025 scenario 2028 from John Hopkins. So give us about a 2-minute summation before we get into how it's happening, the end game, where they're taking us, the proof, Rob Dew, and then we'll get Mike Halperin to also give us his boil down summation, because both of you have good angles on this, reading these documents over the last few weeks yourselves. And then we'll start drilling directly into the documents themselves and showing people the war game, which isn't a war game, it's a war plan on us, depopulation, their admission that's what it is, and then in real time, the drill being synced up with the dates. And here's the problem. Next, they admit massive brain damage, massive cancer, massive death, if it continues to track. Rob Dew.
Yeah, so the parallels on this are just from a – when you looked at 9/11 and you saw the parallels that happened, this has got the same thing in it with like massive power outages. You've got a male and female president. The president who's a male stops after a few years, or it's the female who's she's only in for one term and then she leaves, and then the male president takes over. We kind of have that going on. There's so many parallels. The disease sort of looks the same, but it's a little longer now. It's they've created a worse type of gain of function now. It's got more gain of function. It's when you compare it to the COVID. But this is something we've been talking about for years, medical tyranny. It's something that I've been researching for years. That's how they're going to take everything over, through vaccines, injections, diet injections, injunctions, all that stuff that they've been writing about for years. We've been trying to show it to people, and now it's all sort of coming together. This is the big event. This is like lockstep is like the granddaddy. This is SPARS pandemic is the daddy. And then you got the two kids, Crimson Contagion and Event 201, along with these other little exercises they do. But this is the blueprint for how they're going to censor people, but they don't say censorship. They have another little cute word for it. This is how they're going to cover up side effects, how they're going to roll out side effects, how they're going to talk about side effects, how they're even going to talk about Tuskegee when that comes out. And we've seen all this stuff happen to us under the COVID lockdown in real time. So it's really, this is...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They call it a futuristic scenario. It should be a futuristic script for public health risk communicators, because this is to give talking points to all the minions on what to say, what file to pull out. Like you were mentioning Dr. Strangelove, when they pull out a file for a different scenario, they got somebody talking about Tuskegee. They pull it out. They give it to Fauci. Fauci goes, oh, we have a black woman making this vaccine. It's fine. Don't worry. But why would a black woman hurt you with a vaccine? So they have all these, they're thinking about this stuff.
And they had black nurses up front when it first rolled out, before blacks even questioned it. They'd already done studies and knew it. Sure. They already have Yale before all this happened, wargaming every scenario as well. They don't deny they're wargaming all this.
Right.
That's what, and it's all public how they're wargaming it.
But it's going to get real. As we get into this and we show you the slides where the similarities are, you're going to be freaked out. And you should be. You should be freaked out. You should get awake. You should get activated. And you should start telling people about what's going on. Because a lot of people haven't heard of SPAR's pandemic. Not a lot of people have heard about this. This is one that it's there, but you really have to be looking for it. You have to go seek it out. And we're going to put this all out. We're going to put the link to it on when we post this on InfoWars, so you could go read it for yourself. Here it is right here. This is all it. It's 70-something pages long right there.
All right, Rob, great job going over all this, getting all these slides that you prepared ready. I want to talk to Mike Halperin a little bit, get his take on this before we dive into it. But here's really the most important part about all this. They ran drills on 9/11 of attacking the World Trade Centers with hijacked jets. That's ABC News. Doesn't mean there isn't radical Islam. Doesn't mean they weren't working with the globalists. But the point was to make sure there was a stand down. They had drills so that when NORAD saw this, they stood down with the jets and didn't shoot down the aircraft until finally they disregarded orders and did shoot down Flight 93 that was going towards the Capitol. That was supposed to be destroyed and full martial law would have come in. Folks, look this up. It'll blow you away. Even ABC News reports on this, CBS, they had drills of the World Trade Center's attacked on the morning of 9/11, pre-planned for 6 months, and ran the drills. And so everybody stood down because they thought it was part of the drill. That's impossible. Well, it's the same thing here. This is set in the year 2025, 2028, but it's really 2020, 2023. And it's exactly what's happening at exactly the same time, in exactly the same order. And now, just like Sherry Tenpenny and other scientists, Wolfgang Woodard, have looked at the documents, and they say, oh, my gosh, they've looked at the vaccines, the mRNA vaccines. This is going to cause protein buildup in the brain, basically spongiform encephalopathy, mad cow. This is going to cause infertility in the placenta, and they look at the coding. They know. And now we get a document where they're saying, 3.5-4 years ago, oh, this thing's coming, and when it does, we're going to vaccinate everybody, but it's going to cause a bunch of brain damage, and we'll have to have a secret fund that pays people off. I mean, wow. So again, that's only one facet. Mike Halperin, spend a few minutes, again, giving us your general overview of this before we dig in.
I mean, it's a little bit disheartening just to be able to read what we're living right now. The Event 201 is basically a one-time deal. The Crimson Contagion is a one-time deal. This SPARS 2025, we're living in this every single day, and it says word for word what's going to be happening in the near future. So whether we want to reject it or accept it, it's happening. They say word for word what's going to happen to your children, the health effects of all the different vaccines. We're going to be going over that in a little bit. The timeline, exactly when they're able to roll out the vaccine, when SPARS emerges. Now, this exercise was put in the future, which I think threw a lot of people off. It showed, okay, maybe this isn't the pandemic. But in my opinion, this is it. We are living inside of this, Alex.
Well, exactly. Again, I'm going to explain. If there's a drill during the real terror attack, if the people involved in the terror attack organizing it get caught, they just go, I'm part of a drill. So they have to have a blueprint to carry out a total takeover of society. They've got to have battle plans. But you simply call the battle plans, well, let's say you're a serial killer, you're writing about the women you kidnapped, murdered, and tortured. Well, you just write about it in a horror novel. That way, if the cops ever catch you, they go, oh, that's just my novel. But they can go, oh, the old barn with an old church back in the woods where the women are buried. They go back and dig it up. The women are there. It's not a novel. It is a plan, an operation that's now being carried out, but is disguised as a scenario, as a drill. And when, again, we're going to go over the connections of this in a moment. Then if you take Event 201, if you take Crimson Contagion, if you would take the big blueprint to launch the attack from 11 years ago, Operation Lockstep from the Rockefeller Foundation, then you see it's all the Rockefeller Foundation people, we're going to show you that as well, that are running all the other events and scenarios. And then when you place all four of the drills together, it's word for word, real time, what's happening when you move the dates from 2025 and 2028 to 2020, 2023. So, Mike, you've got more points to make, then we'll start plowing into it.
Yeah, just the fact that they're really going after pregnant women, they're going after children, they're going after people with chronic health conditions. They know that, and it says it right here. The fact that the majority of U.S. citizens willing to be vaccinated had already been immunized, the negative publicity surrounding adverse reactions had little effect on nationwide vaccination rates. Basically, what that means is that once they get everybody, then the effects come in out.
And they surge it so fast that they just kind of drowned out all the deaths, all the illnesses. 4,000 dead in Europe, almost 3,000 dead here from the vaccine. That's the CDC's own numbers. Bill Gates said it'll hurt or kill 700,000. So they really got us ready up front this time.
Well, and the way they do that is with the fact-checking. All the fact-checking. Because if you type in any of this stuff, like Hank Aaron died from the COVID vaccine. Oh, no, the fact-checkers all said that didn't happen. He was... The medical examiner looked at him, even though when you call the medical examiner says, no, we never looked at the body. But they use that. And so, but by placing those fact-checking organizations at the top of every search using Google, using, you know, any of the other major search engines, then it quickly dispels, it dampers that effect that it would have.
That's right. And what we're saying here is, folks, when you read the 70-something page document, SPARS 2025, 2028, and the accompanying documents that connect to it, it blows you away because they talk about how to counter us. They talk about how they're going to have fact checkers. They talk about how they're going to block real news. They talk about how they're going to censor. They talk about how they're going to cover up the deaths. I mean, it is Hitler wrote Mein Kampf and said what he was going to do, and then he did it. And you're sitting here reading this. It just blows you away. So since I mentioned the Rockefeller Foundation, let's just start there as we go into the document. Dr. Nick Bright joins the Rockefeller Foundation to lead Pandemic Prevention Institute development. Well, guess where he already was before? That's right, with Fauci running the whole thing to begin with, running Operation Crimson Contagion, which, again, was 2 years ago to prepare the same towns, the same cities in China, basically the same stories, the same maps, even the same computer generators, same reporters, same tweets. I mean, it's incredible. Put out as a drill, then later put out as exactly real, and then now he's setting up vaccine global response to create global health policy for the Rockefeller Foundation.
And they use a lot of these vocabulary that I think the viewers and listeners really need to learn. One is stakeholder. How many times is Klaus Schwab talking about we're all stakeholders, the health stakeholders. We all need to be in this circular economy. They talk about that in the documents. They're talking about people with respiratory conditions because if whatever they're spraying from the sky or whatever they're putting in the soil or the food, and that all comes together with a vaccine, then the effects really come.
Binary weapon.
That's right, Alex.
And for folks that don't know what a binary weapon is, you already have half of it in you, then you've got to get the other half. Wow, this is so diabolical. Okay, so let's start getting into it right now. Let's go ahead and begin here. Here is the project team who is on it. All these different top eugenicists, top globalists from around the country. John Hopkins, Bloomberg School of Public Health. Here is the report that we're going to be...
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance
to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and The War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left, and when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books, and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Out of every single bit of this right now. So here's the timeline, and then here is the boil down that you did, Mike. Spars 2025 highlights. Let's just read these highlights, and then we're not the fake news. We're going to show you from the document the slides after we read the highlights. But Mike, read us these highlights.
Okay, so first we're going to start talking about the neurological symptoms. You can't even believe that inside of Spars it says that. Children are going to be getting neurological symptoms. People are going to be getting neurological symptoms. And we already...
6 months to a year later.
6 months to a year later, and that's what...
Which is a soft kill. It's a delayed weapon.
And that's what Dr. Sherry Tenpenny talked about.
Before this document was even known, yeah.
We just discovered this document. I'm sure it's on the internet, but now we're covering it now. And this can be found inside of the SPARS document, word for word. After showing no adverse side effects for nearly a year, vaccine recipients slowly began to experience symptoms. As time passed and more people across the United States were vaccinated, claims of adverse side effects began to emerge. As the investigations grew in intensity, several high-ranking officials at the CDC and FDA were forced to step down and withdraw from government. They're setting up the health officials and the politicians to take the fall for this. Don't forget, the people who fund all this are not the health officials. It's not Fauci. It's the guys behind the scenes. It's Gates.
And that's what the UN head of vaccine program said a year and a half ago in Switzerland. She said, we're not allowed to test it. It's given to us by Big Pharma and Bill Gates, and it's hurting people. She's on video.
And you talked about the board that's above it, the ethics board that's above them, above the hospitals, above the doctors. So this is a high-level, highly sophisticated military operation. Near the end of 2027, which is 2 years after SPARS emerges, reports of new neurological symptoms began to emerge. That's 2 years later. So this keeps compounding. Several parents claimed that their children were experiencing neurological symptoms. That month, a group of parents whose children developed mental retardation as a result of encephalitis in the wake of Coronavac vaccination sued the federal government demanding removal of the liability shield protecting the pharmaceutical companies responsible for developing and manufacturing Coronavac.
So let me stop you again. Overhead shot. I give you 100 mainline articles. I give you 50 studies literally that I've seen. Here's a top line study worried that scientists looked at the vaccine, what it does with proteins in the body, saying it'll grow proteins in the brain and basically give you mad cow. This is this year them looking at the vaccine saying that scientists, there it is in the document 4 years ago, put out by John Hopkins and Fauci. I mean, holy hell. Keep going.
So the most important part of that last paragraph is that the majority of people who've gotten the vaccination, which is, I think, at least over 80 million Americans have already gotten the vaccine.
Oh, yeah, they're targeting America. A bunch of countries aren't doing it. They're pulling out. France and other places won't do it, but, oh, we're the most vaccinated now.
They don't realize that they cannot sue. They can't go after the vaccine maker. Then it says that they're going to realize that they got damaged, and then they're going to go after the vaccine maker. So expect maybe in the next couple months to a year, people starting to wake up saying, wait, maybe my kid did get injured. And who is responsible for this?
Well, and like we were saying with the binary weapon, you get the vaccine, and then when you get exposed to the actual virus, your immune system kicks into overdrive, and that's how you get the brain swelling, the encephalopathy, all that stuff.
And when you come in contact with a regular virus, now you have it.
Exactly. And here's the thing. In this whole thing, this whole document, they have their disclaimer. And at the end, they go, the infectious pathogens, medical countermeasures, characters, new media experts, blah, 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 are hereby described, are entirely fictional. They say it's entirely fictional, but when we show you how it relates in the real world scenario, you're gonna be blown away.
4 years after they put this out, in a huge scientific battle plan report, top scientists are saying word for word it's doing what they said it would do. Please continue.
The fact that the majority of U.S. citizens willing to be vaccinated had already been immunized, the negative publicity surrounding adverse reactions had little effect on nationwide vaccination rates. As these cases emerged, patients began filing for compensation under the PREP Act. Due to lingering uncertainties over possible links between vaccination and reported neurological symptoms, their compensation requests were placed on indefinite hold pending further data analysis.
Because you can't get data because they skipped the animal trials and just did mass random testing. It hits you later, so they'll be able to cover it up.
This cohort, many of whom adamantly supported the Coronavac vaccine, initially quickly took to social media to publicize their issues. So they're warning all their stakeholders that they're going to go to social media first. So that's why the censorship started in 2017.
And that's why they say we've got to shut everybody down. And exactly. So in 2017, which lines up with the years they launched early, they began taking all the anti-vaxxers off.
And there's an article. It was about Facebook. And it's like these 12 people, and it's people like Robert Kennedy Jr., Sherry Tenpenny, other people like that, Ty Bollinger. These are the 12 people that are putting out all the vaccine misinformation.
And let's go further, Rob.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to show a whole stack of mainline news from 2 years ago where they go, oh, Bill Gates is taking over all the media control and big tech to censor anti-vaxxers ahead of time. I'll show all
that
in a moment. I mean, I'm talking to Wall Street Journal. So again, this is where you cannot complain about what happens to you medically on the internet. Before it happens, Gates does this. Comprende? Keep going.
And there's no coincidence that the Facebook censorship of InfoWars happened in 2017 around that time. They targeted very specific channels to know who's going to talk about the vaccination effects. So they needed to be able to do that beforehand. As the pandemic tapered off, several influential politicians and agency representatives came under fire for sensationalizing the severity of the event for perceived political gain. They're talking about Cuomo. They're talking about Newsom. A lot of them, he got an award, Cuomo.
What award? He got an Emmy.
He got an Emmy.
Yeah.
So he sensationalized it. He's going to take the fall for this.
So they even pre-program years before it happens how they're going to burn certain people. Continue.
That's right. To determine how to best distribute limited doses of Coronavax to members of priority groups across the country, the U.S. government resorted to new controversial tactics, notably having healthcare providers access patients' electronic health records to determine the number of individuals in high-risk populations receiving care in particular areas. Now, in the United States, they can target with drugs on TV. We see them all the time. We're one of the only industrialized nations that can receive ads from these drug companies. But they can't get a list of people who have cancer. They can't get a list of people who have encephalitis. They're saying they want to be able to do that to be able to target directly with the health records.
And that puts you into the Xi Jinping, Apple-run QR code system. They're already spying on all that. Big tech's merged with big pharma. But now they want to legally have all that and have full control of the name of your safety, track you in live time with an app on your phone as well, which is all here.
That's right. Furthermore, these cases arose from the initial cohort of vaccine recipients, those in high-risk populations, including those with other underlying health conditions, making it increasingly difficult to determine the extent to which these symptoms are associated with vaccination. That's their big game plan, Alex.
It's soft kill. It does it down the road.
It's to be able to know for whoever received the vaccine, or maybe your mom or your child received it, and you can't put two and two together because you already have autism. You already have Alzheimer's. All the marketing is, if you have pre-existing conditions, take the vaccine. That's what we see every day on.
And then it accelerates and it kills you quicker. Continue. So they're getting rid of the useless eaters. Like Bill Gates said, kill granny. They have Dutch TV saying kill autistic children, kill Down syndrome children. Continue.
Well, hold on one second. If you read that article about Hank Aaron that Robert F. Kennedy wrote, he says it's really hard to correlate vaccine damage to a dead person. It's hard to see these signs. It doesn't just pop right out at you saying, oh, look, here's the red spot that appears on the brain. It's not like that. So can you imagine 2 years later, how are you going to figure that out? It's going to be hard for these parents to even say or prove that their kid had this issue.
And that's what Bill Gates said. He said this will kill or hurt 700,000 people. Yeah. But he said we got to have it really strong so some people will get hurt up front. Because it's got to be so strong to kill you down the road, that's going to be a little bit obvious up front. You're going to go through the slides in a moment.
Yeah.
Keep going.
I mean, this gets worse, Alex. Severe side effects, including swollen legs, severe joint pain, and encephalitis potentially resulting in seizures, seizure disorders, or death, occasionally occurred, word for word, from the document.
Everything now happening in mass. Mm-hmm. We got to add all the B-roll to that. That's okay.
In an effort to further reach certain population subgroups, agency officials enlisted the help of well-known scientists, celebrities, and government officials to make short videos and zap clips, which is a type of social media in the exercise, and in a few cases, give interviews to major media outlets. We cover this every day, Alex. We see it all the time.
Keep going.
Among those chosen were former president, and in this exercise, her name is Jacqueline Bennett, BZ, a popular hip-hop star, and Paul Farmer, co-founder of Partners in Health and a renowned global health expert.
It was essentially like the Bill Gates.
Yeah, and that Run DMC clip, which we have,
yeah,
that's what they're talking about, hiring these hip-hop people, hiring the people that are celebrities that you already trust, you already know them for the last 15, 20.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
ASPR recommended to HHS Secretary Nagel that SAMHSA collaborate with stakeholders and devise behavioral health guidance for the states, tribes, and territories on how to strengthen the public's coping skills, provide support for grieving individuals, encourage a forward direction, and meet other SPAR's recovery needs. Basically, what they're doing is what's in California. If you have a health condition that they can't tie something to, now they send the behavioral health people to your house. And that's what all these stimulus money.
And so they go, we don't know why you're brain damaged or why you're having convulsions. You're mentally ill. We've got drugs for you. We've got antipsychotics. We've got these different chemicals, these antidepressants. And let's show those articles. Because remember, Yale got hired to, quote, sell us on taking the vaccines and how to respond to the problems the vaccines are going to cause. I mean, they're on record doing all of this. They're on record using psychology against the people.
These groups initially came from four primary sources. They're talking about the people that reject the vaccine, that don't want to get involved in this nightmare. Muslim groups across the country who oppose the vaccine on the basis that the original formulation was used to treat pigs. African Americans who refuse vaccination based on governmental experimentation on African American populations. Alternative medicine proponents and anti-vaccination activists. They already know who's going to reject their plan, and they have plans to be able to counter them in the document, Alex.
And now you see it all in lockstep today, the exact stuff unfolding that what they put in the document.
Conspiracy theories also proliferated across social media, suggesting that the virus had been purposefully created and introduced to the population by drug companies, or that it had escaped from a government lab secretly testing bioweapons.
Let me add that. I'm going to read that for people again. This is directly.
CDC is essentially a drug company, too. They own patents on
vaccines. Fauci. You know, Fauci owns it. Yeah. So again, these are all just quotes out of the document itself, so they're easier to read. Conspiracy theories also proliferated across social media, suggesting that the virus had been purposely created and introduced to the population by drug companies, or that it had escaped from a government lab secretly testing bioweapons. This is in 2017, right after Fauci says a virus will be released. It's going to happen. It's going to challenge Trump. It's going to be a surprise operation. And you can put on screen for folks the article, ladies and gentlemen, out of Newsweek. Fauci did controversial gain-of-function viral testing at the Wuhan lab. Because they knew they moved this there from Chapel Hill in 2015, North Carolina. There were big scientific articles in the mainstream news that what they were doing was a bioweapon, huge gain of function, playing with cold viruses, that they shouldn't be doing it. And then they put out a document, even knowing people would counter them, knowing they cooked it up in Wuhan, and how to go after them. Absolutely insane. Quickly now, because I need to get to the actual slides. We've only scratched the surface here. Look at all this. This is all documentation here, folks. We haven't gotten through one document yet. Read the rest of them.
This is just the summary. We're just trying to give you guys the overall basis of this, all the little details. This took me 2 weeks to read, by the way. The wording, it weaves everything together, so you're like, what is going on? Is this an exercise? Is this real? I was just trying to do the best job I can to extract everything, so if you had 5 minutes, you could just understand what's happening. Here you go. On July 9th, 2026, a week before CoronaVax was released for distribution in the United States, the power grid at the Grand Coulee Dam in eastern Washington State experienced a catastrophic failure. While the event did not destroy any infrastructure or result in any deaths, it did cause widespread power outages in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, and British Columbia. Though power was restored within a day of the initial outage, blackouts continued plaguing these areas over the next 3 weeks. Now, let's think about that. Why would they put that in a vaccine exercise? Because they're all behind all this.
They're showing off to their people. I keep going.
Yeah. The very real possibility of a future sparse pandemic necessitate continued commitment to vaccination programs. So inside the exercise, it says this is done after 3 years of the initial outbreak. It says you're going to need vaccines forever. Future outbreaks will continue to emerge unless countries maintain widespread vaccination.
And so we're going to release something new on you if you don't submit. We can Trojan horse everyone into it. And you're like, yeah, we see this on the news every day. This is from 4 years ago with Fauci and John Hopkins and Bill Gates and Bloomberg now happening. Okay, let's start moving quick now. Great job. All right, Rob Duke, Let's now move from those highlights to the actual screenshots of the document. The SPARS pandemic 2025-2028, which is actually real time starting 2020 right now. Let's go ahead and as you go, I'll flip through this.
Sure.
Overhead shot here, please.
So if you go to the first slide, this was done in October 2017, which we've covered. It precedes Event 201 and Crimson Contagion, which are two exercises that are sort of the getting people organized and getting ready for this. This was done by Johns Hopkins. You go to the next one. Johns Hopkins is also in charge of Event 201. With the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
And that's all the main globalist eugenicist leaders. We have Klaus Schwab saying this is to stop carbon, this is to depopulate, this is to save the earth. I'll show you all those articles, mainstream news. You'll have nothing, you'll own nothing, you'll love it. And it's all the same group, it all runs through John Hopkins, that gives the orders to the UN, the WHO, the NIH, all of it. Continue.
All right. If we go to the next one, the name SARS-CoV-2 is the actual name of the COVID virus. Well, here in the exercise, go one more page, Alex. And so we see Bill and Melinda Gates also being involved with Johns Hopkins doing this. Now let's go to the next slide, and we look at the name. So, that, of course, they come up with the name St. Paul Acute Respiratory Syndrome, which is what you do when you have a virus. You say where it came from. So SPARS-CoV, which stands for coronavirus. Now we have our virus here, which originated from Wuhan. They call it SARS-CoV-2. Almost the same exact name. How did they predict that? Well, we know we've seen SARS-CoV-2 listed in other documents. They were finding it in the sewage, a few years before
in Europe
this outbreak. Yeah, so this thing's been.
It was already in IMF World Bank documents in 2018, 2019. So they cooked it up at Wuhan. They gave it the same damn name, basically, in their drill.
Yep.
When Fauci says a mystery disease is about to come out and challenge Trump, and then it's basically the same name. Look at that again. That is incredible.
There it is. And so let's go to the next slide, where we have the inflated fatality estimates. Okay, CDC came out with, and this is with SPARS, and they said, oh, we're looking at a 4.7% fatality rate. WHO said 14% under 64, and then 50% over 64. This is going to be huge. Kill a lot of people.
And let's take our time. Read over this again. We just showed you they have basically the same name of the virus, but Fauci says this thing's going to hurt Trump. But, oh, we're going to counter. It didn't come from a secret lab we run. When he ran the lab, confirmed. Now they even admit they're going to inflate the death numbers. Basically what they said. They said 4% would die from it. And then they admit they're giving us fake numbers right here.
Yeah.
And then how to counter that later. This is incredible.
Exactly. They go over the same scenario. So the actual, once the exercise is done, they go, oh, it was only 0.06 death rate. And then you look at what happened with COVID. Imperial College came out and said 2.2 million people are going to die in the U.S. and 510, over half a million in the U.K., and the WHO said the fatality rate is going to be 2% worldwide. Okay? But then you look at what actually happened. What are the actual numbers of COVID? 0 to 19, 0.003%. 20 to 49, 0.02%. 50 to 69, we start finally getting into some death rates. Go to the next slide, guys. 0.5%. Half a percentage rate. There it is. 70 plus years, 5.4%. So you do see some deaths in the older 70s, but that's when they were bringing people into the nursing homes. They were trying to kill
that was the folks who were already sick, yeah,
as possible, and then they were giving those people ventilators. So that,
well, let's slow down.
There you see that.
They said in a report 3 years before this started that it'll only be 6% that really died, but we'll inflate the numbers. And then we have the New York Times headline, 94% of people died of something else,
yeah.
Only 6% died. The exact number 3 years later in the New York Times. So let's make sure we add that right here, because that is in-frickin-credible. And it goes on and on, because it's all BS numbers. It's all made up. It's all scripted. Who even knows? Let's explain. They don't just have their fake number at the start. They have another fake number later,
yeah,
to control this whole thing.
Yep, exactly. And you can even find that on the CDC, because they even write in there that 6% of these people only died from COVID. Of all the deaths we've had, only 6% actually died from just COVID. Everybody else had comorbidities, at least two. I think it was 2.6 comorbidities was the average.
By the way, Rob, let's just start completely over. Let's go back to the very beginning. This is so powerful. This is so incredible. And it gets even worse. Folks, look at all this. We read all this. Every bit of this is just as bad. Them admitting they're killing you. Them admitting it's world government to get rid of your family. Them admitting you'll all be brain damaged, dying soon. I mean, imagine knowing this. And then they're censoring us all so we can't warn people. And Google employees are going to get the shots themselves and will be dead in 2 years. I mean, this is insane. So start over. Here is their own document. Just read it, Rob. Dude.
All right. We'll start again. SPARS pandemic 2025, 2028. As you say, you can make it 2020 to 2023 because that's what's going on. The event date has preceded event 201 in Crimson Contagion. This is the daddy. The SPARS is the daddy of what's going on now. That's it right there. Let's go to the next one.
It's run by John Hopkins, the World Health Organization.
That's World Economic Forum. That's Klaus
Schwab. World Economic Forum. Schwab, exactly.
And Bill Gates. These are the people, Schwab and Gates, who are running this thing with the scientist brain bugs in Johns Hopkins, who've been planning this stuff for years. It's crazy. Let's go to the next one. You look at the similarity to the names. SPARS, COVID. And then we have SARS-CoV-2. Okay? Almost same exact name, and they wrote this.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.